Yerushalmi Shvius, Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis. In the first Mishnah, it had spoken about that there's a din that if you have a state yield on a field of trees, then you're allowed to be chayrish, you're allowed to plow that field all back till Shavuos, which we'll find out is different than a state level on a field that's not a field of trees, that you could only plow up until Pesach time. So now the Mishnah is going to explain how do we know what a state ilan is? Eizu state ilan. What qualifies as a state ilan? So the Mishnah says there are two qualifications. Kosh, shlosh ilanos l'beisa. They have to be three trees in a beisa. A beisa is a piece of land that's 50 amas by 50 amas, or a cubic 2,500 amas. So if there's three trees spread out in that, and im uim lasis kikar tzvil shoshushim mona b'talki, if each one of those trees is strong enough and big enough that it can make 60 Italian monas, a certain weight of coins, 60 Italian monas worth of figs, then Chorishin Kobeis Hobesh Ilan, so then that's considered to be a state Ilan, and you could be Chorish, you can plow the whole base Hobesh Ilan, the whole field. That's it, there's three trees spread out through the field, you could plow the whole 50 by 50 amas, because now it's a state Ilan, you're allowed to plow the whole field up until Shavuos. Pochus Mikan. Pachas Mikan means if the trees are not as strong as we just said, they don't make as many fruit. Some people say it's even going on the first part, but at least it means is that if the trees are not making as much fruit, then all you can do is plow around the tree. How much can you plow? Maloy Uru means is the person who picks the dates, picks figs. In Russian Kurdish, there's a different word for each. The person who picks each different type of fruit. And one person who picks figs is called an uro, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. So you have that, you're allowed to only plow the amount of that space for that person at his basket sticking out. So it's only a very small area right around it, as opposed to if it qualifies as a state ilan, then you can plow the whole 50 amas by 50 amas, the whole field. And now the Gemara starts like this. The Gemara is going to have two different discussions. The first discussion is going to be to decide what it takes to qualify a tree to be a state ilan. What are these three trees, how do they have to be? That's the first part of the Gemara. The second half of the Gemara is going to be, what does it mean that you get the full 50 amas, and in which situations do you get the full 50 amas? So the Gemara, the Yushan says this, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishem Shmuel, Rabbi Bo, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, these people say the following. This is now a din in making kinyan. Hakoyne shlosh ilanos b'sor shachaveri. If a person buys from someone else three trees from someone else, so if the fields are spread apart, that there are at an amount that would fit 10 trees into a beisa. A beisa is, as we said, 2,500 square amas. So it works out that if you want to have 10 trees in that, it's 16 amas between each tree. That would be set up, two rows of five trees would be 16 amas apart from each other. And so if they're not more than that distance, and Kroivim Kadeshia, Boko Oivim with Caleb, and they're close together, but close enough that there's still room, that even though they're close, there's still room for the buck, for the cattle to pass through with their kalim, so to do the plowing, so they're not too far and not too close, then that's considered you bought trees in a state ilan. You bought the trees as a field, then you acquired with the tree the land underneath the tree, the land that's between the trees, and you also get the space around the tree for the person to pick the tree. So when you make a kinyan on the trees, if you have these three trees, at least three trees, then it has, you get certain pieces, some of the land also. Rav says that din is only true by Surin Tuva or Chatzuva. There's another gear to Tuva. It's made like in the shape of a triangle. So there has to be the trees are arranged in a triangle, because then it looks like the trees are a group. But if they're just spread out randomly through the field, then you're not entitled to get the land, or all that land. No, it's even if the trees are set up as a row, even if they're not set up as a triangle, set up as a row, you also kind of all the land that it described before. Okay, so that's a machlokes about making kinyan. Now the next piece of Gemara, we're going to learn like the first shot in the Gemara folder. There are many variations on how to read this Gemara. We're going to read it that way. Amar Beis Tamon is Amar. The Kolo is Amar. That din that Rav said that it has to be, the three trees have to be in the shape of a triangle. They have to be sure that they're like a unit. That's only true when a person's trying to make a kinyan. The kol is amen, but that thing is not true by shvius. Kol over here, it's no amen, it's not true by shvius. By shvius, the trees do not have to be in the shape of a triangle. You automatically get entitled to apply the whole field. Amr b'yena, afil hachas amr b'koyvim. Rabbeinu says, well, it's sort of true that they don't have to be in a triangle, except in one case. Even in case by shvius, if the trees are very close to each other, like we had said before, they can be up to the amount of space that a bakor could go through with its kelim. If they're that close together, then they do have to be in a triangle. Why is that? Why do they have to be in a triangle? Because otherwise, if they're so close together, then it may not look like you're planting it as a field. When you plant the whole field, it may not look like that. So they have to be in the shape of a triangle to give us the look of a field and the look of a unit, and then you could plant the whole field because of them. Otherwise, so in that one case, you have to have the three trees in the shape of a triangle. Shape, you know, two, three lined up in a triangle shape. Amar Ramana, so Ramana said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'im v'kroivim, if that's true, that when they're so close together, you have to have them in the shape of a triangle. You know, we have a mission later on today. She had Baka over Kalo. It tells us that the shear is that they have to be with the space for the Baka to go through with its Kalim. And over there, the way he learns, over there, it doesn't say that it has to be in the shape of a triangle. So if you're right that it has to be shaped like this, that Rav holds in that case, it has to be shaped like this, how come the Mishnah doesn't say that? So the fact that the Mishnah could say that the Mishnah is that amount and doesn't tell us that there's another din that it has to be in a certain shape is mashma that the tree could be, that the tree do not have to be in a specific shape. Okay, so that's a right against Rabbi Yehuda and a right to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we're not going to ask a side question. Now we mentioned this mission that it has to be Yehabaka over a Caleb, that's the size that it has to be. The one that says Isachami, let's look into this. Let's look into what we just said. Bishosha Habaka over the Caleb. When the Baka goes through with the Caleb, the question is like this. We're saying that if the Baka can fit through the Caleb, if it's a certain distance, the trees are a certain distance from each other, there's a little room between them, you could be harsh the whole 50 amas around it, the whole 50 by 50. But if they don't, if it's too close, you can't be harsh. So what's the reason for that? So you're saying is that when the trees are close together, then the shoshim spread out over the whole 50 amas by 50 amas. Are you trying to say that if the trees are closer together, then the roots don't spread around the whole field that's 50 by 50? The question is, what's the logic there? It's not true. Just because the trees are closer together, they're closer than this amount, and there's no room for the bucket to go through, why would that stop the roots from spreading around? And since the roots logically spread around the whole field, why don't you technically get the whole field to plow? Why should it make them attack closely out to each other to plow? So Shami leaves this question unanswered. Some of the first say the reason why it leaves it unanswered is because, I mean, it's not really a question on Rabbi Yehuda, it's a question on the Mishnah, but the reason why it's not a question is because when the trees are so close together, when they're so close to each other, that they're less than the amount of a bakar to go through with its kelim, when they're so close together, then that field is going to eventually be, the trees have to be pulled out. It's not a functional field to have the trees so close together where you can't plow. And therefore, it's not considered a field of a state ilan, not because the shrashim don't spread, but because it's not a permanent, it's not a field that's a functional field that's going to stay like that. You're going to have to pull them out, and therefore, if they're too close, you don't get to be harsh because then. Okay, so now the Gemara is finished explaining the first part of the Gemara, which is that the trees have to be so close, like the Mishnah said, it has to be three trees. And then we had this question about whether, when and exactly do you have to have a shape of a triangle or just have three trees. So now that we know what it, that it's a state eland, now the Gemara can talk about the second half, which is, how much space do you get to plow? So the Mishnah had said, you get the whole base, or the whole 50 by 50. So Reb Lezer asked, and the first one explained, Shal doesn't mean that he asked, because it was a question. He was just pointing out something unusual, that which about Mizu, Luzu, Shei, Shesri. What that means to say is that we say you have three trees taking up a field that's 50 by 50. That means is if the trees were lined up down the middle of the field, that means there would be 16 amas between each tree. That is, you know, three spaces of 16 would be 48 amas. Well, so between the first and the border would be 8 amas. Between the first and the second would be 16 amas. Between the second and third is 16 amas. Between the third and the border is another 8 amas. So it's 48, which it's approximately 50 amas. So they're basically taking up, they're going in a line right down the middle of the field. Ulatzad Esim Chamish. So that means if they're going right down the middle, that means on each side of the trees, to the left and the right, there are 25 amas from the middle of the tree, this line of trees to the edges of the field. And so it comes out that you're allowed to plow 25 amas around each of the trees, and because we said you're allowed to plow the whole base, the whole 50 by 50. That was his point. And a bigger chiddush, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak boy, he pointed out another chiddush. What would be if the three trees were in the middle of the field, but they were along the edge of the field, there was a wall there, and they were planted along the wall. So then, and it turns out that you get to be Chorish the whole base. Now in this case, the trees are along one edge, you get the whole 50 amas by 50 amas field, that means is you get to plow 50 amas away from the tree. Because we don't say you get 25 amas in each direction, we say you get the wall is considered a border on the edge of the field, and now you get from that wall all the way to the end of the base off. So you get a whole 50 amas away from the tree. Rabbi Yossi says another thing. In boy, if the person wants, Nitilan arba'a, you end up getting four saw, which is what? Saw mikan. He has his three trees. If he puts a wall, let's say on the right along the north side of those three trees, then that's considered the edge of the field. He gets 50 amas to the south. Now he could put a wall on the south of those three trees, and he gets 50 amas to the north. And then he puts it on the east of right on the east of those three trees, and he gets 50 amas to the west. And then he puts 50 amas on a wall on the west, he gets 50 amas to the east. So he can end up getting four. So each time he puts up a wall, it redefines the shape of the field. And now the base ends up having a different shape to it. And the din is the mission. He gets the whole besa, so he could end up having four besa out of one, being allowed to plow four besa out of these three trees. Rabbi Yirmiyah pointed out another thing. Now this is not for a steila, but a very related kind of thing, which is it could be hoisa gefen achas if there was one grapevine. So now we don't even have a steila; we just have one tree. And when you have a tree, you don't get to plow a whole besa; you just get to plow right around it. But that vine was mudla gabi shtei sarim. It was spread out, that the vine just carried along the ground over tusa, and the Maharal says it could even be over trellises, so they're not even touching the ground, but it stretches over tusa, it goes for 100 amas. So archerish karka shatachteha, you get to plow the land underneath it, because it takes in some nutrition from the land right underneath it. Vekarka shechutzala melodo urvasali. You get chutzla, maybe it is or it's not a gerusa. So you get to have the whole tusa. You know, you don't get the whole full tusa, but it could stretch out for 100 amas straight. You get that whole area right around the vines. So here's a case that you can have even one tree, not even three trees, you have even one tree, and that one tree ends up giving you tusa, so to speak, tusa worth of plant. Okay. Now, those were a couple of traditions. Now the Yerushalmi has another question, which is like this. This is Shnei Prakim Rishonim. We're talking about the Isra to plow, and you can plow all the way back till Shavuos, if you have a state Elon. So in these two Prakim Rishonim, the two early times, that was a state Elon and a state Lavan. So the state Elon we're talking about now, you're allowed to plow back till Shavuos. Elon Lamal and Choshim Lamal Matar. It would seem that if you have trees on a mountainside, and the trees that are high up, allow you to plow in the downward slope from those trees, which means to say the trees are at a certain height of the mountain, and so you get 25 amas away from those trees down, so you get 25 amas down the mountain, and which the Gemara considers more logical, because the roots head downwards, so you get 25 amas away to all the way down as those roots go down. And those roots, those trees that are from lower down on the slope of the mountain, and you get to, you're just suggesting that you could plow even the 25 amas above the tree, and we say that the roots go up on the tree, go up the mountain also. That was its statement, and now we're going to try to prove it. Micha, I understand that the ones that are from the trees that are high up entitle you to plow. Milmata, lower down on the mountain, because the roots go down. The ilu milmata and chorish milmata. Is it true that the ones from lower down let you plow to further up? Is that really true? So the Gemara says, well, maybe we should have a raya. Should we have a raya? Nishmeinim and Hadosh, should we have a raya from here? Because it says, this is in the Gemara says in Babasa, a din about, if my tree is too close to your bar, if I have a tree, and you have a bar, you have a pit, and so my tree has to be 25 amos away from your pit, because the if not, my tree's roots will spread 25 amos, like we're seeing in our din here, that it could go to the end of the, to the base, so the base saw, it goes 25 amos, and it'll ruin your pit, it'll break open, make a hole in the walls of your pit. So you have to keep your tree away from the other person's bar 25 amos to not damage his bar. But Tami Allah, we learned about that on the price of Bein Milamai and Bein Milamata. You can do that, whether it's higher or lower. So seemingly you should have riots. That's one side of the Yerushalmi. We should have a riot from there, that whether the tree is above the bar or the tree is below the bar, it spreads. Which, again, to us means that roots spread up a mountain also. So it sounds like if the tree is below the bar, you also have to give, be 25 grams away from the bar, as if to say that the roots from the tree can spread up the hill and ruin the bar. Or maybe we're reading that wrong. Maybe really what it means to say is like this. Maybe when it says Bein Lamayel Bein Lamata, doesn't mean whether the tree is higher, whether the tree and the bar are higher or lower. The bar for sure is lower. And what it means is Bein She'il Lamayel Lamayel Lamata, whether the tree is high and the bar is low, Bein She'il Lamayel Lamata, or they're both low. I mean, when we're saying higher and lower, the Brisa doesn't mean to say whether the tree or the bar, either one of them is higher, either one of them is lower. No, the bar is for sure lower. The question, Bein She'il Lamayel Bein, meaning, whether the tree is higher or the tree is lower, meaning equal to on the lower level, and maybe the price is only saying that roots go alongside the tree or down the mountain, and maybe it doesn't say at all that they go up the mountain. So we have a clear. How should we read this price? Should it be saying that your roots go up the mountain or not? And again, to Shvi is do you say roots go up the mountain? You should be allowed to be chayrish that part of the zohar. So for that, we had that question, how to read it. But Tani, we learned in a Baisa an answer, which is Ilam Lamayim Rabbanu Lamatim, Ilam Lamatim Rabbanu Lamatim. It works. You have to stay away from the person's bar, whether the tree is higher and the bar is lower, or whether the tree is lower and the bar is higher. And therefore, Nicha, so now we know that now it's good to accept it. We got it, that Ilam Lamayim Rabbanu Lamatim, Ilam Lamatim Rabbanu Lamatim, it tells us that it goes in both directions, whether the tree is higher than the bar or the tree is lower than the bar. But derech hashroshim la'alos mulamalon. So we could see from here that shroshim, that roots go upward, they go upward up a hill, and therefore that was negated to same way from a bar. But it's negated to us is that, negated to us is that a shmita, if your trees are low down on a hill, you can plant 24 grams above those trees also. Because the roots go up the tree. That's what Yerushalmi's first thing was. Now we're going to have two people who appear to argue on that. Amar Chanina. Okay, says, no, you got it wrong. Loi nehashoshim. It's not, in the case of the person who has to keep his tree away from the bar, it's not because the roots go up the hill. Elash hein oisin afer toichach, or afer tichuach. It's because what happens is the roots tak only go sideways, but what happens is those roots that go sideways make the dirt that's in the hill more crumbly, more powdery, less solid. The hein malkan arisa shabar, and therefore they ruin the foundation, the ground of the bar. That means to say is that the trees that are on the lower part of the mountain spread out and they undermine the bar, which is up the hill. The roots don't go up; the roots go sideways. But when the roots go sideways, that undermines the whole bar that's above it. It makes the dirt less firm underneath, and therefore that ruins the bar. So the reason why the tree has to be far away from the bar is because the tree will ruin the bar, even though the roots do not go up. And therefore, according to Rav Chanina, there's no raya at all from the fact that a tree has to be far away from a bar, that roots go up a hill. Roots don't go up the hill. Maybe the roots just go sideways, and they don't go up the hill, and therefore there's no raya that you should be allowed to plow during shvias. Now another argument. Also of the Kamer Biyose Barabun, a story came to Biyose Barabun, a story of a person who had a tree lower down on a hill from a person's bar. Okay, not a shvias case, like the case of a bar. Amar, and so the question was, does he have to keep his tree away from the bar that was higher up? Amar Yechidihu. That brisa that says you have to keep your if your tree is lower down the hill, you have to keep it away. He said that whole price itself is yichida. We don't even hold of it even for bor. So now, no, forget about for shrees. Of course not for shrees. But even for bor, we don't say that you have to be concerned that the roots go up or that they ruin the bor, because that's only yichida. It's a single sheet to hold it there, but it's not really the din. But Tani Allah, and as you see, the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Aimer, Kishem Shammu Malakach Hamu Mata. Rav Shimon is the one who says that just like if the tree is higher than the bar, also if the tree is lower than the bar. But that's only Rav Shimon. The Chacham argue on that, and the Chacham hold that if the tree is lower than the bar, you do not have to be concerned. It does not ruin the bar. So it doesn't ruin the bar. If the Chacham hold it doesn't ruin the bar, we have again no riot. We have no right that roots go up a mountain in order to be allow you to plow it on Shavuos. So these two opinions seemingly hold that you are not allowed to plow up a hill on Shavuos. You, okay.